Come and see. These three little words should be very familiar to us from the Gospels. And of course, we hear them again today from the mouth of Jesus. Now, come and see, if you've been tuned in to diocesan affairs lately, is a theme that our somewhat new bishop has adopted. You see, upon arrival here, he determined that within a few months he was going to come and see every single church in the diocese. That's about, I think, 132 churches over a 5-county area. And so it's quite an ambitious undertaking, but he's well on his way to completing that goal. He came to visit us late in the summer, early fall, so it was luckily still nice weather, and we got to have a chance to walk around in the graveyard and here in the church, and for him to see our new offices, which was a wonderful afternoon. We had a lunch and great conversation. But, you know, I thought of this, it was sort of a neat thing for the bishop to do, and as far as I know, it's unprecedented in the history of the diocese that a bishop would come in and immediately visit every single one of the parishes. Now, we know that there is a rotation schedule whereby a bishop comes to visit each church roughly every 18 months, but some churches have gone for years without the Bishop of Pennsylvania visiting them. So it was a nice gesture just on the surface, but then as I got to thinking about it, it's really a tool for evangelism for all of us. It's not just the bishop meeting and greeting and getting to know his clergy and people of the diocese and history and the churches, et cetera, et cetera. Because, you know, he's also very plugged in with social media, and he has a blog, which is quite good if you get a chance. It's called A Shepherd in the Field, and the diocese will put it out if you get on their list. But what has been happening is that as he goes to visit these different churches and deaneries, he will put out some photos of the day and some thoughts about the people he met, some of the ministries that are going on, something about maybe the history of that place. And that's fascinating, but it's also a tool for us all to get to know each other. Of course, it's not possible for all the clergy and all the congregations to go everywhere and visit everyone. We do come together once a year for our convention, but that's different. Here we get to see almost live, our brothers and sisters in Christ doing the work of Jesus here in the Diocese of Pennsylvania. And so it really serves as an encouragement for all of us to take up our crosses and follow Christ in following the examples of people right around here who are doing great things. So come and see is something that we're doing right now in this diocese. But let's look back to ancient times. Let's look back to that day when John the Baptist declared Jesus as the Lamb of God, the Son of God. Now, he had his doubts as well. You know, there was one point where he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come?" And, you know, there was that moment during the baptism, or before the baptism, when Jesus asked him for that, and John said, "I can't baptize you, you should baptize me." So there was a little, I don't know, identity crisis or going back and forth about who Jesus is, what is his importance. But here in this part of the Gospel of John, John the Baptist certainly has no doubts. He sees Jesus coming and declares, "Here is the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sin of the world." And he goes on to explain. "You see, I told you this was the guy who was coming. This is the one I was talking about." And he said, "I saw the Spirit descend on him like a dove, and it remained on him." And so the next day, John was standing again, this time with two of his own disciples, and Jesus walked by again. And again, John exclaims, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." I wonder if Jesus got tired of that every time he walked by. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Now, I wonder when it says they followed Jesus, if they just went right up to him and started walking down the street with him, or, as I maybe suspect, they kind of went at a distance behind him, kind of curious, looking to see what he would do, where would he go, what would he say. And I don't know if you've ever had someone following you. I'm the oldest of five, and so I know what it's like to have someone behind you following, and you just turn around and say, "What?" So I imagine that's sort of the tone maybe Jesus took with him. What are you looking for? And I don't know if you've ever met a celebrity or maybe a politician, someone you see in a way, like on TV or the news, and you finally get to meet them in person. And you have a chance to say something, and the thing that comes out of your mouth is totally ridiculous, and you feel stupid afterwards. I think this is what happens with these two disciples. Jesus says, "What are you looking for?" The Son of God just asks you, "What are you looking for?" You could have asked him anything in the world, and they say, "Where are you staying?" Perhaps nervously. And so Jesus just says to them, "Come and see." So they went and they stayed that day with Jesus. Imagine the opportunity to spend an afternoon with Jesus. And we don't know what they talked about or anything like that, any details. But he certainly made an impression on them. And so about 4 o'clock, Andrew, of St. Andrew fame, was Simon Peter's brother. He was one of those disciples of John the Baptist. And he was so impressed with Jesus that he went to get his brother. And he says to his brother, "We've found the Messiah." Essentially, "Come and see. Come and see." Same thing Jesus said to them. So he brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas. You will be Peter." And we know how that plays out, don't we? Peter becomes the rock on which Jesus builds his church. All of this because someone said to someone else, "Come and see." Imagine if Andrew had just decided to keep that encounter with Jesus to himself. He just decided to stay there and enjoy the moment and then go on about his life. Imagine if he'd never gone to get his brother. Now, of course, God's plan has a way of working out. But do you see the power, don't you, of those three little words, "come and see"? So we can see that today in the life of our diocese, our bishop is inviting us to come and see, either in person or virtually, what is going on in the name of Christ here in this diocese. We can see this ancient story from the scriptures, how Jesus said, "Come and see." And Andrew said, "Come and see." And then Peter, you know his story, he becomes St. Peter. He is a great example and the magnet to many people to come and see. And so where does that leave us? Obviously, we are Christ's disciples living in this day and age. He didn't just have disciples back 2,000 years ago. It wasn't just those 12 who were in the upper room. It's everyone who is baptized into his name. All of you sitting here who have been baptized and taken on the name of Christian are disciples of Christ. You are his hands and feet and eyes and ears and mouth in this world. It's not just up to the priests and the deacons and the bishops to do this stuff. We're all called as priests in Christ's church. We are all called as brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. And so what could be easier and what could be more effective than to follow Jesus' example and go out into the world and just say to someone, "Come and see." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.